Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill cheers on his beloved Carolina Panthers in the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from this week's news. Alonzo, California is having a very strange coyote crisis. You might know this. You live there. Authorities say the recent series of unusual encounters with the animals is due to what?
An unusual population of roadrunners?
Well, I'll give you a hint. If you could hear what the coyotes were thinking, it would be something along the lines of, whoa, look at the colors.
Oh, they're
look
high.
At the colors. Well, she just said it. They're high on something.
They are, in fact, high on mushrooms. They're actually
what? Right. They're eating magic mushrooms. I did read something about that. Yeah, they've been eating magic mushrooms, and the kids in San Francisco are pissed off.
Oh, you can imagine.
Oh, are they upset?
Yes. Yeah, just to get back at them, all the hipsters in San Francisco are eating small rodents. You know. So there. Scientists believe that the coyotes are tripping on a psychoactive mushroom, which sounds bad, but do you want a coyote that tries to eat you or one that stands there and giggles for no reason?
How are scientists determining them? Are they interviewing them as they're coming down off of the high? Like, how do you know? Like, the coyote's like, dude, you wouldn't believe.
Well, they show them Fantasia and see how much they enjoy it. Roy, big news from the world of art. A custom-made photograph of what has sold for more than $1 million?
A custom-made photograph of...
It was commissioned.
Of the commissioner.
No. We presume the collector will frame it and hang it right on the side of his expensive photograph of meat.
A potato.
Exactly, a potato.
Wow.
Million-dollar photograph of potato.
He had all that meat and no potatoes.
Exactly. Kevin Abash is a photographer who's famous for his portraits of global celebrities, business titans. And apparently he was having dinner with this wealthy German businessman who asked, how much for a picture of a potato? And Abash says, $1 million? Guy says, sold. The photographer says, and I am quoting him, I see commonalities between humans and potatoes that speak to our relationship as individuals within a collective species. Yep. Unquote. Also, this jackass gave me $1 million to take a picture of a potato.
How come I can't have a friend like that? Just, and you only need one.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Because next year, times get a little tight. Hey, I got a picture of a strawberry.
Roy, a fascinating new fossil find. Scientists have discovered, preserved in amber from 100 million years ago, two spiders. Frozen, as they were doing what?
What would they be doing? If you were a spider, I believe I know this. Maybe I'm just have a filthy mind, but I believe they were in the act of love.
That is in fact true. That's what they were doing. It is what they were doing.
Yeah.
On a very special night, back in the Cretaceous period, a daddy long legs was getting intimate, presumably with a mommy long legs. It was romantic, it was relaxed, the music was playing. And then the spider was like, no, don't fossilize me now! And what was interesting is that he was fossilized, this spider, in, shall we say, an excited state.
Right.
Which was very exciting for the scientists. They'd never had that before. And remember, if your erection lasts more than 100 million years, way to go! They'll put you in a museum!
You know how scientists find something and they name it after them?
Yeah.
Do you put your name on this one or?
Your name is Willie.
It's like. Let's make it last.